I head to your office door and quickly peek through the opening. You're still typing like crazy, just like how you were when I left you at lunch. It's evening, around when you should be finishing up. I don't want to distract you, but at the same time, I want to take you away from the latest mountain of work your boss will have no doubt piled on you. Hey, is it safe to come in? You look up and I immediately notice that your eyes are red from staring at the screen all day. Your hair is a little fluffed up, the way it gets after you've run your hands through it when you're stressed. Looks like you've been doing that a lot today. Your expression softens from your stern, "I'm concentrating at work" look. And you give me a tired smile.
Well, aren't you a sight for sore eyes?
All done?
Just this last sentence.
You finish typing and close your laptop. You blow out a heavy breath and run your hands down your face.
Yeah, finally. I cannot wait for this week off.
I flash you a small, sympathetic smile as I make my way over and stand behind your chair and begin to massage your shoulders. They're tight. I don't think I've ever felt you this tense. Well, except for that time our flight to Turks and Caicos got double booked and we had a 10-hour delay for the next plane. I work my thumbs into your muscles, circling the knots and tension until they start to loosen up.
That feels incredible. This is exactly what I need. Thanks.
Want to talk about it?
Don't ask.
That bad?
Don't get me wrong. I'm grateful for this promotion. It's just, this new manager they brought in, they're micromanaging us like crazy. I mean, how am I meant to do what's in my job description when they're asking me to do reports on the reports I do? It's just so unnecessary.
Sounds like a handful, that's for sure.
That's putting it politely.
I need the base of your neck, and you crane your head back to look at me. Hey.
Hey.
You close your eyes and relax into my touch as the tension gradually leaves your taut muscles. I wish I could just wave a magic wand and take all your stress away. I'm usually the morning person, but you wouldn't know it lately. You're up earlier than I am, and two coffees down by the time I come downstairs. And it feels like we've barely seen each other.
Oh.
I run my fingers through your hair, and you let your head fall back against my stomach. You like it when I play with your hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but smirk to myself, knowing I could just make any stress melt away with just a few soft circles on your scalp. You look like you could use a distraction.
Tell me about it.
I circle your chair to face you, stepping closer until our knees touch. I love how you curiously stare up at me, wondering what I'm about to do next. You run your hand gently up the back of my thigh, your cheeks turning a little pink as I straddle your lap.
Well, hello.
Hey. Your hands slide over my hips and up my back, and I gently part your lips with my tongue. You feel so good when we're close like this. I love feeling our bodies pressed together. I trail my fingers down your chest, brushing my fingertips over your nipple through the cotton of your shirt. There's that sound. You're so sensitive there, and I love the sounds you make. I kiss along your jaw and down your neck, right to that little sweet spot that makes you shiver under me. You let your head fall back against the chair, and you slide your hands down to my ass giving it a squeeze as I grind my hips against yours. I can help.
Babe.
Yeah?
I want to. I really do, but I'm exhausted. I wouldn't be any good to you.
You're always good to me.
You know what I mean.
I pull back slightly and run my fingers through your soft, fluffy hair. That's okay. We can just cuddle if you want.
I didn't say we couldn't do other things.
I raise an eyebrow. Oh? Mm-hmm. You give my ass another squeeze and brush your lips against mine. I can feel how hard you are through your jeans, especially when your dick twitches against me through my underwear.
We can still fool around, just not go all the way, you know?
In that case... I have an idea. Remember that thing we talked about last week?
Which one?
The one where I tell you what to do. I love the way your teeth graze against your bottom lip when I press my hip against yours as I speak. Your eyes darken. And a sly grin pulls at the corner of your lips.
How could I forget?
I want you to touch yourself for me. My eyes never leave yours as I leave your lap. Only to perch at the edge of your desk instead. I run my fingers up my thighs and spread my legs, pulling up my skirt. Pull down your pants. You obey without a word, unbuckling your belt and pulling down your pants and boxers. Your cock is already hard.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.